All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is the Coin Empire Podcast. Mel and I are here with Wes and Wes, and we're talking about all things coin related. Today, we're switching it up a little bit and talking about small business tips and things of that nature. And Wes Mole will talk a little bit about just getting started and some tips on that. And they both work at Coin. Now you got me. Now after all that, Empire Coal, Gold and Silver. Empire Gold and Silver. Yeah, you messed me up. I was like, I got this. So the first one is when do you hire your first employee? Do you think that you should hire them before you need them? Or like, do you just grind as much as you can? And then you're like, all right, now that we're behind, let me hire somebody. Like when did you hire your first employee?
Well, my first employee was my brother. Okay. So
and he's still there, right?
And he's, yes, for the time. No,
I'm just, oh God, you're like, he's on thin ice.
You know, no, me and my brother, I mean, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but he is my brother and we trust him. Yeah. But, so for me, you know, I went ahead and hired my brother because I knew what I needed because I had another business with a partnership.
Sure.
And, but I think that most people tend to grind it out as long as you can. And as you grow, you figure out that, you know, you've maximized all you can do by yourself and you need to hire some help. Whether that be for the accounting side of it, or you just need like physical labor to help you. I don't think either one is right or wrong. I mean, some people know what they want to do and they don't want to wait to grow into it and they just jump head first into it. But I would say a lot of people start, you know, as just a single entrepreneur, especially in this business, because, you know, it's really just you and your knowledge. And you go out there and you grind and do as much as you can until you figure out another avenue to make money. And then you start needing some help. So,
and that reminds me of, I'm going to just call him out here, Larry Melton.
Yeah, Larry is probably one of the hardest working coin dealers out there.
That's on how many miles are on that car.
I mean, he grinds and
it's just him, right?
Yeah, and he'll buy, you know, he'll buy $2 coins and he'll buy $5,000 coins. He doesn't matter and he'll buy them in volume, but it's really just him out there using his knowledge to buy stuff and then sell it to the next guy up.
And he just does shows mostly.
Just does shows and he'll travel a long way. You know, he'll just jump in the car and, you know, 2 a.m. and drive and get there at, you know, 8 to make it to the show. And, you know, he grinds.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, that's, I don't want to work quite that hard. But there's there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know.
But, I mean, you don't have to pay anybody. That's the plus
side. Yeah, that's the great part of it. I mean, and I think that's why most people start that way, is because it keeps the overhead low. If you're starting with a good amount of capital, you may consider hiring somebody that you trust to help. But
I think a lot of people, like you said, just try to grind it out as much as they can. And then probably by the time they hire someone, it's like they probably should have hired someone earlier. And so I think like a lot of business people talk about hiring before you think you need it. And like when you think it's too expensive to hire someone, like it's probably the time to hire someone, just because your ceiling raises so much if you can get someone in there that you trust, of course, and that can, you know, like go on and off of shifts and knowledge and movement and just all that stuff.
Question. So your brother, Derek, did he know anything about coins when you hired him, or it was mostly just like a trust?
It's probably about 50-50. So, I mean, he had worked in a retail side of it, like a coin store before, so he knew enough to buy the basics, scrap gold, silver dollars, 90% silver, all the stuff that usually walks in. But I pretty much had hired him to keep up with the books. That's one of my weaknesses.
Yeah.
And I try to, the older I've gotten, I realize that I can't do it all and I'm not great at everything, but I'm good at what I do. So I try to hire people who are good at what I'm weak at, so I can, you know.
And that's the smart decision there.
Yeah.
It's like being self-aware of like, I know I'm not good at this and I know I need help.
For sure. And I think a lot of people maybe have a hard time with that. I feel like I just, you know, I think I was probably in my early 30s when I realized it finally.
I mean, I think for a lot of like guys, like it's like the ego, right? It's like, oh, I can do it all myself and like I'm good at everything, even though it's like you're not good at everything. Like, yeah, you could be the jack of all trades, but it's like you should be working in your passion and then you have other people's like supplementing your weaknesses with things that they're passionate about.
Yeah.
And so if you hate doing the books and you're not good at it, you find someone that's good at it and likes it. So then it's like they're doing something they like. And you get to do what you like, and that, like, maximizes both sides of the business.
It frees you up, too. I mean, it's, you get bogged down doing all the paperwork. It keeps you from being out there doing the deals. So it works, you know, it works both ways there. It's.
And how many employees do you have at this point?
We got one, two,
six or seven.
Yeah.
So when you hire someone, do you look more for, like, especially in this business? So I have a problem with people that I trust, because you're literally trusting people with your money.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'd rather have someone who didn't know anything about coins, but I trust with my life.
Right.
So, and so I know they're not going to steal from me, and then train them on what I want them to know.
Yes, I think that's a good I think that's a good way to go about it. You know, for what you guys are doing at Chattanooga Coin, for me, like when Wes Turner came on, I already had some people in place to take care of some of the other stuff that I wasn't good at or I didn't want to do. But like when we brought Wes Turner on, I needed somebody who knew about coins.
Yeah.
Like, and he helped us exponentially, freed me up from doing some of the stuff that was bogging me down.
Yeah.
And we've in turn become much, much more profitable.
Well, look at that.
That's your compliment.
That's your performance review right there.
Well, that's true. He takes a lot off of me.
Yeah.
And it just allows me to really just go out and find the deals that I couldn't do before, because I would get stuck behind the table. And now he manages the table.
So, yeah, and I'm sure that was a great, exciting time for both of you, because, you know, Wes Turner working here, it was hard for him because he didn't have Lewis anymore. He didn't have that mentor.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, he benefited from having you as a mentor, and then you benefited from having, like, a second you.
Yeah. That, I mean, it's, you nailed it. I mean, it's been a good working relationship, or at least in my opinion. I don't know about with Wes, but.
Yeah.
Also, I learned how to do shipping really well here at ChatCoin, so I've gotten pretty good at that over at Empire. So.
Yeah.
No, that is also key. That is one thing. It's like, if you don't have common sense enough to figure out the shipping, you're not going to make it here.
No.
Yeah. I think that's another good point is, you know, there are people who are really smart, but it's common sense, especially in this business. Yeah. It's for me, I'd rather hire somebody with more common sense than like book smarts.
Yes.
Sure.
So, I mean, because it's like, you know, you quote a price to somebody, this is $1,260. Oh, well, you meant $1,260 because it's a gold coin. And they think they're trying to hand you $12.60. Yeah. So it's that kind of stuff.
Right. It's
you know?
It's gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just that. Obvious.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. So. Did you know all your employees prior? Like, did you already have some, like, trust rapport with them? Or did you just, like, interview them and hire, like, strangers?
This go around with Empire, I obviously my brother. I
sure.
Know.
Right.
And he's your younger brother?
My younger brother. My wife. Who works for us. I knew her. Wes Turner, I knew from Chattanooga Coin.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only person... We had hired a kid probably almost 3 years ago now who worked for us part-time. It didn't work out. But he was probably about the only... And he was kind of a customer. You know, he'd come in and we just needed a little help doing stuff. But most of our most of our employees now, I had some sort of relationship, whether, you know, I was related to them or I knew them through somebody else in the business. And I think that it's hard to hire people from outside the business. For me, I know you've done it here some at Chattanooga Coin, but for me, because it's all hands on, like people are touching coin. I mean,
things can
disappear.
So
it's, for me, I need to know, there needs to be some sort of like relationship rapport or something, or I know you pretty well, you know, it's hard for me to hire off the streets.
Right. So. I think, we only have one person here who actually touches product that I didn't know before, and that's Gina.
Yeah,
I took a big, I initially hired her to just do the books because she already had some QuickBooks experience that I didn't want to, that's not what my day was supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to spend my time doing that. So I hired her, and then she ended up being a lot more than what I bargained for.
Organizer extraordinaire.
Yes.
Yeah. She seems like she's turned out to be a really good employee. And
she has been.
She has that eagerness to learn.
Yes.
You know, because she'll ask Wes and I questions when we come over here and visit you guys. So, I mean, that's one of those happy surprises. Sometimes that happens. You hire somebody and it turns out to be so much more. And I feel like a lot of times it's the other side of the coin. You know, you hire somebody and it's like, oh, you know,
like,
it turned out how like I was planning.
Yeah.
So.
But the other two people, you know, I knew them before. Like Luke knew Taylor working with her at Aldi, and she is extremely trustworthy. I don't think she would ever. She would never.
Yeah. And steal like I, anything you know, I knew anything. That like Mel's kind of paranoid for a good reason about that kind of stuff, yeah. about people being trustworthy. So, like, I wouldn't even have said, like, hey, you should interview Taylor if I didn't think, like, without a shadow of doubt, she's super trustworthy. Like, we worked together a year and a half, and, like, she's amazing. And she's
and she
done
also,
a ton as the, well for
her
us.
Her first day here, I wanted to offer her a raise because she was back there, and I was showing her how to do shipping, and I said, you know, you got to take everything out of the bag, and you've got to double-check it, and you got to make sure that matches what the invoice says. Because sometimes everybody makes mistakes, sure. you know? And so she was wrapping it, and then I went back there a little bit later to check on her, and she was like, hey, so I noticed this was supposed to come with an album, and it wasn't in there, so I just went back there and grabbed it. I hope that was okay. Sure. And I wanted to be like, you know what? Here's a raise on the spot.
Yeah.
First of all, you took the initiative to, you noticed it, you took the initiative to fix it, and then you didn't ask my permission to do it, you just did it.
Yeah. It's that common sense thing.
Exactly.
Again. Yeah. Yeah. It's, and it's hard to find, you know,
yeah.
it's hard to get all those qualities. You know, it seems like everybody's got
right.
one
yeah,
or the
a few.
Other.
Right. So, it, you know, I would say our progress as far as learning coins has been a lot slower, but in the long run, I think it will be better for us because, you know, we have the relationship and the trust with the employees
sure.
and you can always teach everybody
yeah,
about
great
coins.
Foundation,
like you said, you teach them what you want yeah. them to know too.
Right.
So that's,
and yeah. and sometimes that's better because then they don't know what the valuable stuff is.
Sure.
So they don't know what to steal.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so
right.
That
right.
sounds awful, but it's true. Yeah. I mean, I think in the same terms, yeah. you know, it's like, you know, they see wheat pennies. Oh, those are good. You know,
right.
well, you know, take pockets full, just leave the gold alone. You
right.
know?
So,
right.
Don't mess with anything in here. Yeah. So.
Right.
No, for sure.
And so, we even do that when obviously sometimes we have to have outside people come to the building, you know, whether they're a repair guy or, you know, plumber or something like that. And we walk around the building, obviously, and we have to have someone walk with them. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, oh, what's that over there? And I'm like, it's junk. It's nothing.
Right.
But really, it could be something yeah. super expensive.
Oh, looks like bags of money to me. You know?
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
No, so, yeah, I think here, like, we've, instead of, like, hiring experts and then slowly, like, learning to trust them, like,
yeah.
we've hired very trustworthy people. And,
yeah.
then, like, we're slowly...
And
you know, raising the ceiling on
you got lucky.
Knowledge.
You got lucky with Wes because how do I know if I hire an expert that they're telling me the truth?
Yeah, that I mean, that,
and
that's
especially
true.
When they know more than me.
Yeah, and then they know what to steal.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
and no, then they could be telling me like, "Hey, this is actually not really worth a lot,"
sure.
or and like, how do I know that?
Yeah, I mean, it's you're taking a risk no matter
yeah.
what. I mean, even if you think you know the person or
yeah.
you know, it's just one of those things. You just have to be again vigilant and. You know, keep an eye on things. I mean, you can't catch everything.
Yeah. And even when I right. even when I do trust people, I still don't really, you know,
it's
I still
trust,
look behind
verify.
Them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. yeah. I'm always just like, sometimes I look through people's trash cans to see if they've thrown anything
that's
in
not,
there. And
that's not stupid. That is
yeah,
actually
that's...
really smart.
And, you know, because like, you never know.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
obviously when I get into the really expensive areas, like I don't do anything that I, like I don't really do that when people are here. Because
sure.
I don't want them
right.
to look over my shoulder and see what I'm doing or see
no.
what we've got.
One thing I really appreciated about like working for your dad was like the first couple of days I started working, he was like, I'll let you know right now. If you need any money, doesn't matter how much.
Yeah.
I'll let you have it. Just don't ever take anything from me.
Yeah.
And I took loans from him. You know, it was interest free and like just paid out of my paychecks every now and then. Like that was so much appreciation for that for me. Like it.
Yeah.
But.
And I've done the same thing for a couple employees here because then that builds that relationship with them too. Like
right.
they don't want to steal from someone they care
sure.
about.
Yeah.
The decent people out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you show them a little bit of like you care,
sure,
then they're, you know, you have like, and that's the pros of being a small family business is it feels like a family.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And I think part of the key to that is like you know, you kind of have to give them some trust to like get some trust back.
Right.
Like it's a very mutual thing. So it's
right.
like, you know, if you give someone the keys, like, or
yeah.
you give someone like, hey,
right.
you can come into this vault and work in here. Like you're putting
yeah.
a lot of trust in them. And so
yeah.
hopefully they see that and they're like, okay, they trust me. Like, so I need to like
right.
be worthy of that trust.
Like Gina now after her 1 year anniversary of being here, I gave her a key to the building and
mm-hmm.
an alarm code to come in.
Sure.
And so that way I didn't have to be here at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Wes,
that way.
Wes Turner.
yeah.
Right.
And especially everything with my mom going on. It's like,
right.
if I have to leave, I know I don't have to be back here
yeah.
at 5 o'clock
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, she's
going to
lock it up and everything's going
to
be
and,
fine.
And
right.
she's got her rules that I gave her. Like, you know, you can't come in by yourself. You have to come in with another person. You can only come in during business hours.
Mm.
And I was, you know, I kind of told her like, and I'll be checking too.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, don't break the rules. And if you break the rules, then like, That trust isn't coming back.
Sure.
Yeah. One thing you don't get to come back from is stealing. You know, I tell people all the time, just like Lewis did, you know, just don't take anything.
Yeah.
I'd rather give it to you than you take it.
Right.
Because, yeah. You know, that trust is gone. It's hard. But to me, you don't really ever get it back.
Yeah. Especially in a business situation. Yeah. Like, you know, if it's like family, it's like, yeah, you might have to slowly work your way back to it. But business is like, we're done.
Yeah. Like, and it's not like we're a regular office where it's like, yeah, you steal some pens and some paper and like, who cares? Yeah, like, you're stealing money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a call and been like, hey, this person came down here. They're trying to sell some stuff. I think it's yours.
I've never gotten a call where it was my inventory, but I've gotten a call where it was somebody else's inventory.
Hmm. Wasn't ours, right?
Actually, it was. This is a long time ago.
When, okay.
You know, Lewis was still alive. And, yeah, we actually somebody had come in and sold us some stuff over at Scenic City, which is where Brian had opened up a coin shop in Chattanooga. And I knew immediately, like, I was like, that's Lewis's handwriting. It's dollar rolls. Mm. I was like, of course, you know, we call Lewis and we tell him, and he's like, oh, I'm sure that's not it. Well, ends up it was, and that we ended up catching the person.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Well,
justice was served.
We traced it back who all had bought it.
Gotcha.
So, yes, not of my stuff personally, where somebody was selling my stuff across town, but I've had other people's inventory. So
that's crazy.
That is crazy.
It's just a small world. It's hard to get away with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the community is so small.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you have to go to somewhere particular to like sell it at a profit. So it's like, everyone knows each other. It's not just like you go somewhere random where no one knows anything and you sell and you make a profit.
Yeah, I mean, I know people's handwriting.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
That's sketchy. Like you're not getting away with that. Which is nice. Like that's a really good community.
Yeah.
So your wife works with you?
She's not working with us currently, but she when we started our second store down in downtown Chattanooga, North Shore, she helped me get that open. And she really spearheaded that and got us up and running.
And you guys work well together? What's that dynamic like?
Yeah, so we both have different ideas on how to run businesses.
Sure.
And we get along business-wise.
Obviously.
We kind of,
I don't,
we butt heads. And it's okay. And we understand that at this point. So, she's really good at a lot of things I'm really not good at. She's really creative. Sure. She's much more organized. I can tell she doesn't come from this industry because it's organized. It has barcodes, like a barcode. I mean,
like what's a barcode?
But she's a lot better at me in a lot of ways. And there's some things that I'm better at than she is.
Sure.
Does she have business experience?
She's a medic by trade.
Okay.
Worked on an ambulance. But she's worked in different business. She ran a business for somebody she used to work for up in Athens. It was an outdoor business and they would sell like outdoor gear and stuff. So she knows how to do it. That coins are not really her passion. If she had it her way, she'd open up a boutique and sell clothes.
So,
she's really good at interacting with customers though. She gets them talking, makes them feel comfortable and
disarms them.
Does she know enough about coins to talk to them about it?
Yes. And if she doesn't, she fakes it real good.
Nice.
You know? So she knows all the terms to use. So
well, she goes to the show sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she'll go and she used to set up and sell the jewelry and gosh. We made good money when she'd set up and sell jewelry because she'd just talk to people and
that's awesome.
Gas them up and get them all excited about it. So
Well, jewelry you definitely need that.
Yeah.
You need that
she's a salesperson.
Sure.
I mean, she really is.
Yeah.
Like Wes was saying.
Telling the ladies like, oh, you can't not buy that.
Right. It's just a different dynamic. That's awesome.
Yep.
So you guys were talking about like, you know, working like crazy. What do you like to do? How do you de-stress? What do you like to do when you're not just like working, just grinding it out? Like for fun or to relax or
Oculus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use my Oculus all the time.
Yeah.
I've never tried one of those.
I haven't.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's
I'm sure I get hooked on it.
I mean, it's kind of like you forget that you're not in the real world. You just, cause you're in a totally different world. The VR is just like, it's crazy. Cause you're so like entrenched in what you're doing in the moment. You forget about everything else. So
that's crazy.
It's a really good, like de-stressing tool. I mean, I play mine every day.
Or playing Xbox.
Xbox. Yep. Golf. And my secret passion I really like to do, this is going to sound bad, I like to take like coins home with me that I can't work on during the day and just sit at home on my little.
Hold on. So you like to work to de-stress? Is that what you're saying?
Seriously. I mean, there's so much stuff I can't get done, like the detailed stuff.
Sure,
and
sure.
I could sit down and turn on a movie and do all the detail work. And it's not like work to me. It's just, to me, it's like that satisfaction. Oh, I got that done. I don't have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Well, that's great though. Like you still like have a passion for it.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. And it really boils down to like, I like to make money.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Well, we always tell people it's better than a real job. And I mean, you know, we're outside of work. Like we're both scrolling the Facebook groups and everything. And I'll screenshot something, send it to him. Like, hey, so-and-so is selling this for this. Like, I think we need that. Mm. Like, it's just second nature at this point. But
so you guys talk about work outside of work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We do too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll call you and we'll talk about something totally random, and then we'll bring it back to something about the website, and I'll be like, sorry, I didn't mean to, like, make you work when you're not at work.
I mean, like, when you're an entrepreneur or you have those type of tendencies, it's like, your work is your life. Like, it's such a big part of your life that it's, like, it's integrated into, like, everything you do. And so, like, Mel and I definitely don't always agree. And, like, because I haven't been here as long and, like, I don't know that much about coins, like, I have a very different perspective and a fresh perspective and a different business perspective than like what Mel's used to. And so we butt heads sometimes as well. So I just want to make sure I wasn't the only one. But
sometimes Luke sits me down. He's like, we need to talk about this. Yeah. This is what we need to do for the business.
Yeah.
Because I definitely don't have like a lot of business background, but I grew up here.
Sure.
Right.
And I feel like I have a good idea of like customer. I feel like that's a very also like feminine thing or girl, you know, a lot of girls are better with customers.
Yeah, sure. You're empathetic to them and you know how to read them. But yeah, I mean, it's sometimes it's good to have a fresh perspective. Like Amanda, for me, my wife, she pointed out a lot of things that I'm just blind to because it's just how I run my business.
Yes.
And it was really good, like information, and we changed some things. So it's good to have somebody come in from outside and say like, yo, why are you doing it this way?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just how I was taught.
Right.
Yeah.
And Mel, you learned a lot from your dad, and he was one of the best in the game, but he was a little old school and everything. So I feel like a little bit of fresh perspective does do really well.
Yeah. And like we have such a young team, like both like age wise and like in the coin game
experience.
Wise. Yeah. And which is a blessing and a curse. We don't have a lot of experts, and we don't, but you know, we know like a lot about the times, and we know about business, and we know about efficiency and just different things like that, so that the expert portion is like definitely slow, but we're definitely catching up on a lot of other things,
and our inventory is so large that we have a lot of exposure to a lot of different stuff. Like there's some coins here that like probably a lot of collectors have never even been able to see before, and so like we have a lot of variation. We can kind of look, we have an example of every single grade in most of the coins here, and we can use those as learning tools, and I've done that. You know, I've had to teach myself a lot. So that's also been great. So I'm glad we were kind of set up that way. And also, like, organizing helps you figure out, well, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Well, and one good thing, I mean, you might not have a lot of experts on staff, but, like, man, Wes and I, you know, if you don't know, call.
Yeah.
You know,
and I've definitely abused that a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, we're happy to help. But, it's about who you know, really, is what it boils down to. So.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to call it there. It might seem like kind of an abrupt end to the episode, but this is a long episode, so we're actually going to split it into two separate episodes. If you have a question you want answered on the show or a comment for us, any of the four of us, you can email those in to askcoinempire, like the podcast, askcoinempire@gmail.com, and we will get that answered on the show for you. And until next time, we'll see you out there.